First of all, I'd like to thank the Lord Jesus Christ and thank our pastor for having this privilege of teaching Sunday school today. I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, we're going to look at verse 33. Okay. And... statutes. I shall keep it until okay. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it until the end. Okay, let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the members here of Bible Baptist Church and anyone else who's listening and watching, dear Lord. We just pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, who brought this message upon my heart, that Christ will be glorified. And you will teach us, Lord, the way that, like David saw, the way of your word. We just pray, dear Lord, that if anyone here needs to relate to this in a special way of their lives, they will apply it to their lives, and you will give us understanding and wisdom as what you are teaching us today. And we thank you that you get the glory in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. So, the scriptures here that we read here, the scriptures are God's self-revelation to man. So man has a knowledge of God through his word, okay? So when we this is God's inscripturated word. Inscriptured word. So, when we read God's word, this is how we know him. We read his words, okay? So when we look at Psalm 119, 33, we're looking at the word of God, okay? And so what we have here is that the Lord's inscriptured words. And all of the Bible, all of the Psalms points to that David is the writer of this, okay? That David is the writer of this. So let's turn to Job. Chapter 36, verse 22. Job 36:22. And we'll look at that. Job 36:22. Okay, and he writes, Job writes, "Behold, God exalted his power, and who teacheth like him?" Who teaches like God? So David wanted to know who teaches like God. So here David prays. Well, but David prays here in Psalm 119:33. But in Psalm 119:33, David prays. He wanted God himself to be his teacher. Okay, he wanted God himself to be his teacher. And Job says here, who like God? He says in verse 22, he says, "Behold, God exalteth by his power. Who teacheth like him?" Who teaches like God? Who teaches like God? And what David wanted was that someone to teach him, like the Lord himself to teach him. No man teaches like God. So if we look at Psalm 119, let's look at Psalm 25, 8 through 9. So let's turn to Psalm. And we're looking at Psalm 25, 8 through 9. Psalm 25, 8 through 9. Okay. "And good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will be my Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will be made, will be, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. So he's going to teach the meek his way. So David wanted to be taught in a way that no man could teach him, that no man could teach him. He wanted to be taught by the Lord. He wanted to be taught by the Lord. And if we look in back, if we go back to Psalm 119, our main chapter here, we see we go to Psalm 119. And David's saying, teach me. We'll look at Psalm 119:12. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. So we go back to our verse. David wanted to be taught God's statutes, the word of God. And he said that only God could teach him. So he was looking for someone to teach him the way. The way here is there our word here. So teach me the way. The Hebrew word here would be yara. Okay. And the way here is derek, is the way we're going to see there. And also to keep, to guard. So David wanted to guard God's word with his heart. He said, and I shall keep it. He will keep the word of God and guard it with his heart until the end. Until the end, then. So let's turn to Psalm 119:9. Well, you won't have to turn far. But Psalm 119:9, let's look at that. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed, therefore, according to thy word. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed, according to the word. So the scriptures suggest that David wrote this when he was young. And David loved the Lord, and he loved the Lord's words. He loved the Lord's words. Not only did David love the Lord, but he loved his words. If we take a look at Psalm 119 here, we look at verse 1, and we just look at the whole chapter here going up to verse 33, we see certain words here. We see in verse 1, the law. We see keep. We see testimonies in verse 2. We see the way in verse 3. In verse 5, we see the word statutes. In verse 6, commandments. These are all synonyms for the word of God. So these are all words that David, he loved the word of God, but he used synonyms to show the word of God and how he loved them. But one of them was the way, like we see here, Derek, the way. So he showed the way of the God, and also he included the way. And this verse is an example of God leading holy men, David, through his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came into David, and David wrote this, and these are God's very, very words. You have to remember that. So the word here, way, is Derek, right? That's the direction that we should go in, okay? So David writes that, the way and the law. So if you look at Psalm 119:1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. So David knew the law. So there are blessings and there are difficulties in a walk in the way of the Lord, in the word, walking in the words of God. David would be blessed if he walked in the Lord's perfect way. He would be blessed in the law. The law was first given to Moses, and then it was given to Joshua. But David knew the law. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 17 and look at verses 18 through 19. So Deuteronomy 17. Okay. Deuteronomy 17, and we're looking at verses 18 through 19. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priest of the Levites. And it shall be with him. He shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and to keep, that means to guard, all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them. So David knew the law. He knew the word of God because he copied it, and he wrote it out every day. So he had to know the law, and he wrote that. And let's turn to Proverbs 2:8. Proverbs 2:8. Proverbs 2:8. Okay, and Solomon writes, he keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way, there's our word, the way, of his saints. Okay, So David had to walk according to the Lord's word and keep his testimonies. If he had respect unto God's word, David, he would be blessed. By not keeping the law, David knew he would bring shame to himself if he did not walk in obedience. Okay? All right. So the way of life. If you look here, we can pretend the word here is Derek. So we can pretend we're on, I'm not going to draw it because I remember we wanted to have a B minus art here, but if we had to draw, let's pretend we're on the highway of life. And you're going the right way, which is Derek. We're going in the right direction, but you know the way. And with GPS, GPS stands for, Global Positioning Service. So, but inside of us, we have God's positioning system. Let's say that. So we know it. We know the way. We have that inside of us. So we're going in the right direction, and all of a sudden, we know the right way. So we have God. We don't have to have a GPS that says there's going to be a bump coming up or some debris in the highway or there's a cop ahead of us. We have one built into us. But so we're on the highway and we're going in the right direction. Derek, right here, the way, and all of a sudden we know the truth. And then, but also we're going to get up. We're going to take an exit. We're going to get off the highway. We'll call it the highway of life. And all of a sudden, we're going in the right direction, but all of a sudden, I think I'll get off here, or I'll get off down here, but we know we should go this way. Yeah. And so everything is going well in our life, and all of a sudden, let me get off here. We'll take this exit. When you get to the end of that exit, you see, wait a minute, I shouldn't have done that. Why did I get off the way, the derrick? And so, no, that's no good. Why did I do that? Okay, so you stop there, and then all of a sudden, something happens in your life. You're saying, wow, how did I get here? How did I get here? So you turn around, you find the nearest on-ramp, or you turn around and you come back and you get back on the way. Yeah. So we know the way, and even though we're saved, we know the way, but so sometimes we've got to realize that in life, we take a wrong turn, you turn around and you get back on, sure. Right? Amen. So the word here, teach, is what? Yara, right? Teach. And the way is Derek. And statutes is another one of the synonyms for the word of God. And so, and David's going to keep it till the end. Okay, all right. So, but anyway, we're pointing in the way that we should go, okay? And David promised to keep in God's word and to guard it. So if you look at Psalm 119:34. Give me understanding, David writes. And I shall guard thy law, and I shall observe it with my whole heart. So David loved the word of God, and he said he was going to guard the word of God with his heart. And so we have to remember that. That's something that we should do. And he was going to keep it until the end. And keep it to the end. So David says, I have inclined my heart. I hear David has purposed his heart, that he's going to do what God's will is for his life until the end. So he extended his heart. So it's the same as if I were to take my hand and put it out to you. David is saying to God, here, God, is my heart. I'm going to give you my heart. It's like me extending my hand out. He inclined his heart. And just like you incline your ear or you put your hand out that way concerning David. And so David was a man who loved God's word. He was a man after God's own heart. So this is personal. The Psalms to David were personal when he applied them to his life. But he loved the words of God. We look at the synonyms for all the words of God in Psalm 119, but they're all words of God, all synonyms for the word of God that David loved because he loved the Lord. So, and that was the way David wrote. And also, we see that he was going to keep them until the end. He was going to be obedient to the Lord and keep them to the end. All right. Let's turn to Luke 24, verse 44. Luke 24:44. And here we see David writing of Christ. David wondering of Christ. David wrote of Christ. Luke 24:44. And he said unto them, this is Christ speaking, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets, and look at this, and in the Psalms concerning who? Concerning me. concerning me. So David wrote of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote the Lord Jesus Christ. David was writing, but he was writing about the author and finisher of his faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit came into David. He wrote these words, and we have the scripture word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let's look at John 14:6. John 14:6. And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So when we speak about the way, the real way is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So the Lord Jesus Christ is with. So I ask everyone here, also talking about myself, have we chosen the way, the real way today? Sometimes in life we can get off the true way. But here today, for those who may be watching a live stream, and maybe if there's any visitors here today, what is God's will for your life? Are we following the right way? Are we following the right way? And David's aim was to please the Lord, was to please the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Right. Let's turn to John 14:15. David loved God's commandments. David loved the Lord's commandments. But we're going to see here in verse 15, Christ says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will keep my commandments. So if we love the Lord Jesus Christ like David did, we're going to keep his commandments. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. David loved the Lord, and he loved the Lord's words. And David wanted to live his life. He chose the way of life. And if we look here in Jeremiah 21:8, And Jeremiah writes, and unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. So we've chosen, many people here, the way of life, but some people choose the way of death. There's two ways. One, David chose the right way, Derek, the right way, which led to the way of life. Okay? So most of us here, like, as I can see, probably chose that way, but there are some that we might know who have chosen the wrong way. They're going down the wrong road. They're going down the wrong path, but we've chosen the right way. And so maybe we should be like David, and let's resolve in our hearts today, like David, to do God's will for our life, to follow the way, his way, until the end. Until the end. As we see in Scripture, David wrote this when he was young. Okay, so he was young when he wrote this. So there are many more things that were going to happen in David's life that were going to come down the pike, down the highway for him. But he wrote this under inspiration when he was young. But just like in our lives, there are some things that are going to still come, right? Some things that are going to still come. But we have to choose the right way, and I believe most of us here have. But there might be somebody listening or watching who has not chosen the right way. But there's a way that leads to life. David chose the right way, and I hope we have too. So I'm talking to myself also. But also, David resolved in his heart that he was going to do God's will no matter what until the end. So no matter what we're facing here today, no matter what comes our way, let's resolve today to do what David did. We'll choose the right way, and we go the right way until the end. It's not over yet. And so I know that's a short Sunday school class, but I hate to have to have anybody to fill in, but I have to be honest with you. I thank the Lord for giving me that, and I just hope it was that. And I just hope that we can apply it to our lives. And David loved the Lord. He had a personal relationship with the Lord, and he loved God's word. He loved God's word. And in the end, God said about David, it's a man after my own heart. It's a man after my own heart. So I believe that most of us here believe that too also. But there's also someone in our life right now that's we know in our family is going the wrong way. He's chosen the wrong way, a cousin of mine. But we pray for him, but we want to make sure that he gets saved and he gets on the Derek road to go in the right way, choosing life instead of choosing death like he's doing now. So we can make this practical in our lives. I'm sure, I believe there's probably someone we all know here today that we can share this with, that to get on the right path, to do the right thing, go God's way, which is life, the way of life. David chose the way of life. He loved God's word, and he chose the way of life. But some people right now are choosing the wrong way. They're on the wrong highway. They're not on the right way, the right Derek way. They're not interested in teaching. We heard a story from our pastor that maybe some people don't want to listen to what the pastor says. They don't want to listen to their parents, people of you here that have children. And I know in my past, but we go forward, but they don't want to be taught like David was taught. They don't want to hear the right way, so they don't listen to what the pastor says. They don't listen to make it practical, their parents and the word of God. They don't love the word of God, so they want to do it their way. But we want to do it God's way. And we want to stay on the right path. We want to get, now that we're on the right path, what we do is we're not going to get off and do what we want. We're not going to get off this exit or that exit. We're going to go straight toward the mark, and we're going to be on the way and stay on the way, and then we're going to incline ourselves, our heart unto God, and follow the way that his will for our lives. If we got to talk to our pastor about something, we're going to listen to what he says. If we got to talk to our parents about something, we're going to listen to what they say. We're going to listen to the word of God. If they're teaching the word of God, we need to listen and keep ourselves in the right direction going forward, not looking back, not getting off this way, this exit, and I'm wondering all of a sudden how did I get here? We don't want to do that. We want to go forward for the Lord. And David loved the way. He chose the way of life, but he loved God's word. He knew all the statutes, the judgments, but he also knew what would happen if he didn't follow the Lord. He knew what happened, and some of us know that too. But he got back on. He followed the Lord. He went the way of the Lord, and he kept things straight. And so I hope that can be our testimonies too. And today we can start brand new and do that today. Amen. We can do that today. We can get back on the road. We can get back on the highway of life, and we can go forward for the Lord and rededicate our lives to Him, and be on the straight path that we should be on, and we can go forward from there. Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time. I thank you for this privilege, Lord, and I give you my heart, what I have, what you've given me, the Holy Spirit. We thank you for Bible Baptist Church and all those listening. We just pray, Lord, that we can choose life, choose the way of life. David wanted to live his life for the Lord, and he loved his word, and we love your word here too, Lord, at Bible Baptist Church. We want to go forward for you and incline our hearts unto you. So we give you our hearts, dear Lord. I pray everybody here will do that. I just pray, Lord, that we can all stay on the Derek, the way of life, the correct way. And we just thank you for your word, dear Lord. And we thank you we're in a church that's taught the word of God, the pure word of God. And you've given us your revelation, dear Lord. And we use it in our lives and live it. And we go forward for you. In Christ's name, amen.